I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. The Gemara in today's Daf Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, happens to be a fascinating Daf with many, many interesting Gemaras. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph says a pretty harsh language. Kol hamevazel es hamados, if anyone desecrates the Mados Yomtif, a holiday, ki'ilu ovid avodah zarah, it's as if he served an idol. Gemara continues and says, similar, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, someone's Makabel Lashon Hara. There are many different things that are kilu ovid avodah zarah, very harsh. And what's this mean? That someone would be mevaza es hamados? So the Rashbam, another Rishonim, explains referring to someone who doesn't observe Chol HaMoed properly. We all love Chol HaMoed. It's time to spend time with the family, to go on trips. It's a lot of fun. But it's Chol HaMoed, it's not a regular weekday. And their halacha is relevant to Chol HaMoed, and typically the starting point really needs to be that you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Just like you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, there are different differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. There are differences between Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed as well. But the baseline is that you're really not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. But there are, broadly speaking, two different exceptions. They both have to be there. Number one, you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed when it's tzorich HaMoed, when it's necessary for Yom Tov, which obviously could be interpreted differently by different people and different poskim, but it has to be considered. What does it mean that it's a necessary for Yom Tov? And number two, it has to be a malachas hedyot. It has to be a layman's malacha. It can't require an expert in order to do that malacha. So therefore the question arises, in different areas, different malachas on Chol HaMoed, are you allowed to do them? Famously, there's much discussion about shaving on Chol HaMoed. Is a woman allowed to get a manicure on Chol HaMoed? You're allowed to go on a trip, you're allowed to drive your car to go on a trip, to where? To go to shul. Yeah, that's mutter, don't worry, you're allowed to drive to go to shul. To go on a trip, you want to go apple picking, it's a question. Picking apples is a malacha. Are you allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed? Are you allowed to go ceramic painting? Painting. Is that tzorich HaMoed? Is that necessary for Yom Tov? You're not even going to pick it up then. You have to leave it there for them to glaze it, for them to make it ready to take 2 weeks later. Well, maybe the experience itself, is that a malachas uman? Some suggest that for a child, it could be different. Painting for a child, drawing pictures for a child, perhaps is considered a ma'aseh hedyot. It's a layman's work. It's not really too professional when children, especially young children, draw or paint. I saw another interesting, I thought it was fascinating, I never thought about this before, discussion about cutting toilet paper during Chol HaMoed. You're cutting. It could be malacha of korea mechatech. Discuss this on Shabbos. If you're stuck, there are eitzos, there are ways to deal with this. If you're stuck, if you only have uncut rolls of toilet paper. But on Chol HaMoed, perhaps you have to use tissues. I saw some poskim that say, in fact, you do. That if you have the options, if you have tissues, if you have a box of tissues and you have a roll of toilet paper, you wouldn't be allowed to do the malacha of cutting the toilet paper if you have an alternative of using regular tissues. There are many, many, many halachas, and I hope to enlightened you a little bit by discussing some of them, and obviously each one of these questions could require a shir in of itself. And have a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos HaGadol, and a wonderful Yom Tov.